My name is Susan Matasinko. Today is Friday, May 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Cecilia Victor, who is my friend. We are recording this interview at the Annenberg Space for Photography in Los Angeles, California. Oh, no. Are you sure? No, we're not. Okay. How do we go to the next thing? Cecilia, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was very similar to how I am today, actually. I was talkative. I was enthusiastic. I loved meeting people. I used to love bringing my old toys and things to some people we knew that lived in a farm with my grandmother, and I haven't changed too much, to be honest.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
It has to be my aunt who raised me. I would admire her regardless of the familiar relationship that we have. It just amazes me how she was born in just the country with two dresses, one for school, one for the house, and they were, her and her sisters were so amazingly smart, and she's done so much with her life due to her intelligence and resolve and her resolute, actually, and I do admire her amazingly, enormously. Two people, I would say my husband. I do. I've learned. I've grown thanks to him. I do admire him.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I think I should have studied more. Reminds me of my own son, ironically. I think I enjoyed having fun and laughing and doing other things. You know, I used to read a lot, and there was an interesting political climate, so I wasn't completely wasting time. I was doing interesting things, but I should have studied more, because that's what really counts. And in a way, you know, that's how you're judged by your grades and accomplish. I think I would have applied myself a little more. I should have been able to find a balance. That's what I would have done.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
My uncle who raised me, they were kind because they didn't have, I wasn't their child. So it is such an enormous gift to be taken care of by others other than your mother and father. I've been very lucky. I've had a lot of people that have helped me. I had a teacher, Madame Pil. She saw something in me when I was little, and she took interest and would give me a special book for my birthday. That was sort of a luxury when I was a kid, and she was beautiful, I remember, too, in French, and, you know, sophisticated, but she, I could feel like she took a liking at me. But I've been very blessed that I've had a lot of special people. And I tell them in life, actually. I make sure to tell them that I appreciate everything they've done, my friends, parents, and so on. But I do make a point to tell people, because I am very grateful.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Perhaps negative moments. There was a lot of shift. There was my mother who wasn't really present. So as a young person, I didn't quite know my place. Or if I was being told you belong, I didn't believe it. There tends to be that where you don't believe it. It takes a lot when you've been displaced as a young child to really believe people when they say, I really love you and we really care for you. It takes a long time. So that made me, I think I stumbled a lot more than other people. Had I been raised more in a structured environment, that would have given me more of the confidence that I hope my boys have. I think that impact. So I just had to make too many mistakes. But here I am.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh, my happiest memories. My wedding and my older son's bar mitzvah. We were so happy for him. And everyone was so happy. It was a moment where we just celebrated this accomplishment for him. That was the happiest moment of my life.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Lessons in life. To appreciate everything, big, small, to appreciate people, to never stop learning, as a friend, as a parent, as a wife. That is a really important lesson, to just be open to learning and improving yourself. To enjoy little things, they can bring you a lot of happiness. That is a blessing. I'm very lucky to be able to enjoy things and still have that. At 55, I can really enjoy little pleasures in life, and they give me an enormous joy.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Well, professionally, I don't think my life is not over yet. I am definitely ready for my next chapter. The proudest I am, I think I've kept true to myself. I'm proud that people like me. That's important for me, to be liked and accepted. And I'm proud that I've tried to give a voice to people that perhaps don't have one. And Hispanic immigrants, I have a voice and I try to use it to help. I'm very proud of that.